Hey, boss ladies, I am back. Oh my God. So, if you're a new listener or you're only just catching up to the numerous episodes that we've got, this might be very weird for you. But if you're actually not a new listener and you've been listening to the Girl Boss Guide podcast since we started, you'll know that I've been off the air for probably about a month now, a good 3 to 4 weeks. And the reason for that is that I have been horribly, horribly sick, and so has my entire family. So we all came down with a strain of the influenza virus, which is called swine flu. You might be familiar with this. It is highly contagious and it is utterly and completely debilitating, like literally to the point where you cannot do anything. And people actually die from this. And I must be honest that I'm not being like overly dramatic or embellishing for dramatic effect or anything. I legit one night thought that I was going to meet my maker. I thought this was the end for me. I had my husband like nagging me and threatening that he's going to phone an ambulance if I don't come with him to the emergency room immediately. It was not pretty. But anyway, I'm back now. And I'm so happy to be back. So first and foremost, thank you to every one of you who reached out to me on social media somehow or DM'd me and asked me if everything's okay. I really appreciate that you actually care. And yes, I'm okay and I'm back. And thank you for listening in my absence and for spreading the word and for continuing to support me. It's just absolutely amazing. So what I wanted to talk about today is a little bit about my personal experience, and this kind of links back to a video that I watched months ago, which Jay Shetty had actually done about wealth and time and health. And I mean, I'm not going to go into the details. You can Google it and you can go and watch the video. It's very informative, very touching and moving. And it just really crystallizes a couple of things. One of those being the old saying that youth is wasted on the young. And I mean, now that I'm in my early 40s, I get that. I really do. You know, I didn't realize how great I had it when I was between the ages of, say, 18 and 25, or even 30 for that matter. And as I've gotten older, yes, I've, possibly got more money to do more stuff. But the irony is that I don't necessarily have time to do the cool stuff that the money can pay for. And weirdly, you start getting, and you'll see this definitely from 35 onwards, you start developing all of these weird ass freaking health ailments. Like you literally can do nothing, right? You can wake up in the morning and you can have slept funny, and then your back is out for days. It's bizarre. I actually posted a thing on Facebook the other day that said, "Welcome to your 40s. If you haven't yet developed a random ailment, one will soon be assigned to you." And that's really the truth of the matter. But coming back to the topic at hand and this very powerful Jay Shetty video. And my own experience now with being sick, the core message of that video of his is that no matter how much money we have, there's certain things that we cannot buy. And two of those things happen to be time and health. So yes, money can buy me, a better diet. I can grow my own organic vegetables, or I can afford to shop for the expensive stuff. And I can eat a much healthier diet than people who don't have access to those kinds of financial resources. I can pay for the gym, I can pay a whole troop of doctors, and I can keep on looking young and staying active and healthy. So money does enable me to do some of those things, but there's certain things, certain aspects to health that money just can't pay for. And this whole little episode with swine flu just really reminded me of that I was literally completely out of action for 2.5 weeks. And then I was on like limited, and I mean really severely limited day-to-day activity for a good week, week and a half after that, while I was just kind of coming out of the worst of it and recovering. And I had all the time in the world, right? Like I was so sick that I couldn't do anything besides sleep and maybe try and binge watch some stuff on Netflix. And I couldn't record podcast episodes. I couldn't do any writing. I was groggy. I was confused. I couldn't concentrate. It was just a nightmare. And it just crystallized for me how important our health really is. And yes, we can get medication, but medication takes time to work. And there are some things that money and medicine just can't cure, that only time will cure, you know? And when you're that sick, it becomes so clear to you just how precious your health is. And also how precious your time is. You know, basically my body kind of shut down and said to me, you will not be doing anything for the next couple of weeks. I literally was too sick. And I do think a part of it might have been a little bit of burnout and some stress and anxiety related ailments. And it's just a reminder once again that we need to look at how we spend our time. So if I can leave you with two thoughts, and you know how often I speak about these things. Number one, no matter how much money you have in the world, you cannot create more time for yourself. Yes, you can pay for certain things and you can free up some of your time, but there's only 24 hours in a day. And there's really only, reasonably speaking, about 12 to 14 hours of a day that you can actually really do stuff and make a difference and learn and grow and work on your goals and work on creating the life that you want. So I really want to ask you to keep an eye on the things that you say yes to, the things that you add to your schedule, that they are not actually stealing your precious time. And then the second thing that I'd like to ask you is to really look after your health. You know, try and eat as healthy a diet as you possibly can. Get some exercise. Try and stay active. Keep your heart healthy, your blood pressure down. And get enough rest. You know, don't get to that point where your body shuts down. And just take care of your health and realize that it's the one thing that when it runs out, it's pretty much over. And no amount of money or time is going to actually be able to save you. So your health is super important. And the lesson that I've learned, and it has been a goal of mine this year, is to prioritize wellness more for myself. And I've just realized that I need to actually step up my efforts. And I need to really put my health and my wellness on my personal life strategy. And I need to really work on those things because it is no fun not being healthy enough to actually do anything. So love yourself enough to say no to the things that don't serve you and to really take care of your health properly. Because once it's gone, that's pretty much the end of our existence. And it's a pretty dark and depressing thought. I will chat to you again.